This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Apugabak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that this is the era of silicon diplomacy and India will take every step to become the semiconductor powerhouse. He said, government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips, inaugurating the Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida. The Prime Minister highlighted the various initiatives taken to boost the electronics and semiconductor industry in the country. He said, the government has set a target to make the country's electronics sector a $500 billion worth industry by the end of this decade. He said, this will create 60 lakh jobs. General Officer Commanding GOC of Four Corps of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Gambhir Singh, called on Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik at the Rajbhavan on Tuesday. They discussed the strategic importance of Arunachal Pradesh vibrant villages program and key security issues of the state. The governor advised the GOC Four Corps to strengthen the bonhomie between the local population and the armed forces. He suggested the GOC to conduct goodwill missions, provide assistance in the health sector and prepare local youth in remote villages for recruitment rallies. The GOC assured the governor of every effort to contribute towards the development and growth of Arunachal Pradesh. Arunachal Pradesh is set to experience rapid economic development with the implementation of several hydropower projects, according to Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Min. Speaking about the upcoming hydropower projects with aggregate capacity of 12,500 megawatt to be taken up by CPSUs, NHPC, NEEPCO, THDC and SJVN in the region, the GACM said that the projects will meet the power needs of the state as well as the nation and will also foster rapid economic development in the state. He was addressing a gathering on the occasion of Solung Festival of the Adi community at Roing in Lower Dibang Valley district on Tuesday. An environmental public hearing in respect of Oju Hydro Electric projects, 2,220 megawatt to be executed by MS Oju Subansiri Hydropower Corporation Private Limited, was conducted at Riddhi Village under Taksing Circle in Upper Subansiri District on Tuesday. Arunachal Pradesh State Pollution Control Board's Member Secretary Koj Rinya, addressing the gathering, informed that the environmental public hearing is held to solicit opinions, comments or objections of people residing at and in the adjoining areas of the project site likely to be affected by the construction of the proposed project. Upper Subansiri DC cum chairman of the public hearing, Taso Gambo, clarified on the matter of social impact assessment of the project. During open house discussion, the project affected people aired their views and concerns about the project. Later, the project proponent gave clarification on the issues raised in the meeting. In a bid to raise awareness about AIDS, the state-level Red Run Marathon competition was organized by the Arunachal Pradesh State AIDS Control Society on Tuesday, drawing young participants from various colleges across the state. The 5-kilometer Red Run Marathon organized in the capital city aimed to spread the crucial message about HIV/AIDS prevention, support for those living with HIV and the importance of regular health checkups. Flagging off the event from Mopin Solung ground in Itanagar, Commissioner Health Pawan Kumar Sen called upon the youth to remain alert and spread the message of safe practices to remain free from HIV/AIDS. The first and second place winners from both male and female categories will represent the state in the national level Red Run Marathon to be held at Panaji, Goa later this year. The Bugun community celebrated Pam Kho Soai Festival with great pomp and gaiety at Sing Chung, West Kaming District on Tuesday. Attending the festival, Minister of Industries, IPR, Labour and Employment, Nyato Dukam, extended his best wishes to the Bugun community for a bountiful harvest and emphasized the importance of preserving their cultural heritage. He said that festivals provide us with an opportunity to reconnect with our heritage through traditional attire, performances, rituals and practices. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.